Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Scott Perrone, who is the president of Big Bob's Flooring Outlet. Scott, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. I'm doing very well.
Good to have you with us this morning on the show. You had a meeting in Kansas City, your annual conference, and usually you've been having this in Chattanooga, but you had it in Kansas City, which is where you're from. How did the meeting go?
You know, interestingly enough, if I had to put that $50 on it a year ago, I would have assumed that this would have been better, and we were right. It was the largest attendance we'd ever had at our convention for both members and vendors. And I think part of it is because we're in the middle of the country, and it's a lot easier to travel from the farther distances, especially our members, to Kansas City. It's a fairly easy airport to get in and out of. And we also decided to do our convention this year in the summer to eliminate some of the weather challenges we've had over the years.
Okay. Just give us a quick update now. Big Bob's, how many members do you have now?
Well, we have 37 stores across the country.
All right.
About 20 members in about 20 states. Mm-hmm. We have made some additions to our group this last year. We've added stores in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, with Mr. Tom Garvey, and Russell Hunt and Mitch Dunham opened in Oklahoma City just a few weeks ago. And most recently, we signed a contract in Houston for a 5-store market to be developed there with Mr. Patrick Flaherty. So we're on a great rise right now with new members coming on. We certainly have lost a couple of stores over the last few years because of the challenges, maybe financial or otherwise, that were posed in these markets. But for the most part, it's really strong at this point, and there's a lot of good things coming on the horizon, I believe.
Now, listen, since you just had a meeting and you were talking to your members, let's talk about the marketplace for a minute. I think if we could have had a crystal ball last year, we would have thought we probably would have been in a better position today than we are. But what was the tone of the members? What were they telling you?
Well, I think you hit it right on the head. You know, I think the human spirit is positive. Mm-hmm. And so we always look forward and believe that things will improve. And, you know, I think we need to continue to do that because from our perspective, Kemp, our business across the country, the vast majority of our stores, again, are up in sales in 2011 for the first two quarters. And we're on a rise purely because I don't think we've created a market. You know, a lot of people say the flooring industry is still down 40% or whatever the actual number really is over the last few years. It's not that we've created more people in the marketplaces where we are to buy flooring. It's simply that the audience of people who are coming into our stores is much wider than it used to be. And so as a result, the tone of our meetings weekend, the theme was what comes next, what happens next.
Yeah.
And the way we say that is, you know, Big Bob's has been on a transition for 20 some odd years, going from used to used and new, primarily carpet sales guys. Now we've moved into hard surfaces over the last decade, and we've really become sort of the Costco of flooring. You know, we are neat, clean showrooms, but in warehouse environments. And that is all playing forward now with the consumer is looking for that. You know, we're all shopping Sam's Club, Costco, BJ's Wholesale Club, Walmart, these places that even Home Depot and Lowe's who have really paved the way for warehouse buying environments and to have that, you know, female consumer buy in that realm. So the whole theme was now what's next. And for us, our convention this year focused on the new systems we've developed over the last 18 months. Since our last convention in January of 10. Also, brand new display systems to show hard surfaces, carpeting, a brand new special order system that covers every product across the gamut. We've got product from, you know, Shaw and Mohawk as well as Maslin and Fabrica now. We're seeing that, you know, the consumer who's coming into our store doesn't just want the $2 a square foot installed carpet with pad. They're willing to buy $5, $6, and $7 a foot product, but they need to have it. And it needs to be something we can be competitive and still service. So we've been working on that for the last 18 months. And I got to tell you, I'm so pleased with the results of not only the convention, but more so with the response we got from each of our members and our vendors as to how this convention played out and where they feel we're going in the future.
Yeah, how about that? So you position yourself somewhat as we can watch what Lumber Liquidators does because they're a public company. So you position yourself as a liquidator type place. And yet you sell $50 and $60 a yard carpet. That's very interesting.
Yeah, you know, the funny part about the flooring industry is this, and maybe you'll agree with me. Many people continue to operate as if you have to do something a certain way and you can never play outside of the box. Mm-hmm. They draw themselves a fence of what you do and don't do in the flooring business, and they really play to that fence. Knowing my owner, David, who's Big Bob,
yeah,
you know that the last thing that guy plays to is a fence. You know, if there's a fence, the first thing he's going to do is jump at it.
Right.
And that's just his personality. And we feel that we're kind of rewriting the rules because, you know, the consumer, you can only have, we have three stores. One of the benefits we have, Kemp, in our market is that we run our own stores. So unlike most of these other groups and cooperatives who don't operate a store, and I always say, you know, those that can't do, teach, right? So
right.
we do every day. So we hear the consumer coming into our own stores in Kansas City going, you know, I really like this product, but do you have anything else? And after hearing that 50 times, you say, well, what is it that they want? And as you start to delve into it, they don't care that the store is a warehouse because, you know, we're going into Costco and we're buying name brand products that you normally would have bought in an upper end store, right? And they're selling it with the Costco price tag on it, but it's the same brand. And they're purchasing it there with no challenge. So why can't we move up the ladder in terms of the offering?
Yeah.
And put it in a warehouse environment, which is really what we've done. We don't claim to be everything to all people. We are not moving towards the middle and high end. We're not moving towards becoming a Flooring America or a Carpet One type store because that's not who we are, and we are not strong there.
Yeah.
And we've said that many times. Those folks do that market very well, and we don't ever want to try to compete with that because that's not who we are. For us to be able to put a mix in that allows us not to lose a consumer that normally would be coming in specifically for a value, and then she sees, you know, that green she wants in a high-end Stainmaster nylon. Well, we don't want to say, ma'am, you don't have that. So you just walk them out the door because opportunities are very precious these days. And the last thing you do, you know, is want to send anybody to a competition.
Right.
So I think we've done a great job putting together a system that's affordable for our members because we don't make money on samples or systems. We pass exactly whatever cost we pay for something on to them. Because that's not the business we're in. And so they were so elated at the convention and had great comments for what we've done because this is kind of, I think, in the back of their mind what they would have liked to ask for, but they might have assumed that because of who we were, it would never be something we would work. So we kind of brought it to them before they ever asked for it.
Okay. Well, before we run out of time, just real quick, a couple highlights, some of the presentations that were given that were interesting.
You know, tremendous. I mean, we had basically from all of the suppliers, we had a senior level VP or higher attending our convention. And two of the highlights would have been Patricia Flavin from BoU and Mr. Ralph Bow. Both came in on this past Saturday, which was the second full day of our convention, to visit with us. Patricia did a great presentation about how the woman consumer shops and why in a value environment it's getting to be very, very important and very popular. And Mr. Bow, which is just fantastic to have Mr. Bow there, he addressed us on where he felt the industry was going, what he thought in terms of, you know, raw material costs and what's holding up, you know, production and these things. And, you know, he's such a savvy person. He understands the business. He's a true gentleman, and we really enjoyed having him. And, you know, we had Casey Johnson from BoU. We had Steve Siraki with Shaw. We had Bill Gaddis with Mohawk. We had some great people all the way around the horn that really made our convention not just credible, but they could see that the emphasis from the vendor side was to help our group grow, and they're very happy that we've positioned ourselves this way, and we're happy that they're looking forward to doing more business with us in the future.
All right, great, Scott. I appreciate you giving us a quick update. Sorry I couldn't make it out there myself. I've been talking to Scott Perrone, who's president of Big Bob's Flooring Outlet, about their annual convention held in Kansas City this past weekend, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.